Every evening around the Hunter Valley, the terms, this is not a restaurant, it's your home, or you'll eat what we make for you, will probably be heard in various homes. Joining me to have a chat about fussy eaters and how we could perhaps win mealtime back is paediatric clinical dietitian from the University of New South Wales, Dr. Jennifer Cohen. Jennifer, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you for having me.
Jennifer, my eldest daughter was an extraordinarily fussy eater. Should I just have given in to her over those years?
No, definitely not. Though, unfortunately, with fussy eating, it is never that simple. Though fussy eating, it is good to know that fussy eating, we do consider a normal part of toddler development.
Is it really? How do we get them back to eating what we want them to eat so we don't have to cook so many different meals?
Yeah, that's the hard one. So what you have to understand with fussy eating is that we normally say up to half, about 50% of kids, so half kids will be fussy at some point in their lives. So if you speak to most parents, I think some would say 100% of kids are fussy at some point. And I think you need to understand why kids get fussy to understand sort of how to deal with it as a parent, because I've got a 6 and 8 year old and it's easier said than done. But as you said, fussy eating is actually a normal part of toddler development, and there's a few things that go on around the 18 months to 2 years that means that the child is more likely to be fussy. That could be things like they're not growing as much, so their growth slows right down. And if they're not growing as much, they're not as hungry. And it's also at a time where they've got a huge amount of brain development, when they're learning to, you know, to talk and to do other sort of, you know, lots of brain learning. So the theory is that a toddler's brain can't do lots of things at once. So it shuts down the sensory system, and it's the sensory system that we use to eat food, because food is quite sensory. You know, we smell it, we taste it, we touch it.
Yep.
And so for toddlers, what it means is that if their sensory system isn't working as well at that time, food doesn't taste as good. So if you've got kids who are not as hungry, food doesn't taste the same, plus they're toddlers and they're defiant, you kind of have the perfect storm of fussy eating at that age group.
And you mentioned the fact that our child's brains are developing at that point, but it's important to get vitamins into them to help that development, isn't it?
Definitely, and that is the quandary we have as parents, because, you know, as we said, toddlers become, you know, defiant at that age, and they don't want to put their shoes on and they don't want to get dressed. But the consequences of not putting shoes on is really nothing, because they just have cold feet. Whereas for parents, it's tough, because if a child's not eating, they do worry about nutrition and growth. And I think what's important for parents when they're going through this phase is, one, to realise it's a normal part of toddler development, and two, is not to look at a child's eating over a couple of days, but maybe have a look at what they've eaten over a week, or, you know, or over sort of a couple of weeks. Because what you'll find is the toddler's eating does go up and down. So some days they'll eat quite a lot of food, and some days they'll actually eat nothing, and you're like, how are they surviving? So a good focus is to, as parents, is to look at what they're having over a, you know, over a week rather than just a day, just to help take that stress away. Because what you might find in a lot of cases, they are eating sort of a variety of foods over a longer time period.
We were told many years ago that pasta, for example, is not great to give to your kids regularly because it acts like speed. So you get yourself into a situation where, you know, the kids say, I only like pasta. Well, it shuts them up. So look, I'll just give that to you. But then that creates a bit like a snowballing kind of problem, does it?
Pasta one before. I think it's probably one of those food myths that gets perpetuated over time.
Right.
You know, as parents, I probably wouldn't worry about pasta that much, but it's really hard because for a lot of parents, you know, their child is probably happy to eat, you know, pasta and, you know, those kind of white carbohydrate foods, but things like vegetables, they just don't want to eat at that age. What you gotta remember as a parent is that your job isn't to make your child eat the food. Your job is to provide the food, and it's up to the child to decide whether they're going to eat it or not. And I think it's a good mantra to remember, because you're never going to be able to force a child to eat something that you want them to do. And the problem is, if we get into that habit of trying to force them to have something because we're worried about, you know, them getting enough vitamins and minerals, we're actually more likely to cause issues down the track, because the more you force them to eat something and that they don't want to have, they can actually get quite scared of food and get food aversion. But as soon as you worry about the nutrients, then you're going to start getting stressed as a parent and trying to force them to do it. So what you need to remember as a parent is that your job is to provide the right food, and your child decides whether to eat it or not. And my rule of thumb for most dinners is, I say, provide, say, half of the plate with foods that you know that your toddler will eat, but always provide foods that, you know, you want them to learn to like. The aim isn't to get your child to eat that food. It's for them to get familiar and comfortable with the food. So it's about serving both, but being okay with them not eating the food.
That's some great advice. Dr. Jennifer Cohen, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thank you for having me.